Hi.
Hi. I'm not alone for this one. Yay.
What's up? Hi.
Welcome to the Tragic School Bus Podcast mini episode.
Minisode. I'm here.
Number 14 is our 14th mini episode. I know. I'm so excited. I'm not by myself. This is all audio pulled from our most recent Dragon Prince episode.
It's good, but, like, we're wrong about something at the top, and we don't correct it till the break, but we do correct it, so.
So, if you're gonna go on Twitter and slam us for being super wrong about something, just listen to the whole episode,
someone
okay?
Interact with us on Twitter? What?
Okay, enjoy this episode.
Woo, bye.
Here's the thing. I have two, quote-unquote, subscriptions with Amazon, right? So, like, they're supposed to send it to your house every month. One is my supplements, and one is Luna's pellets. I get home, I have no pellets left, and the robot that feeds her is kind of empty. Like, it's running on empty. And I'm like, that's weird. Her pellets should have gotten...
Oh,
well,
yeah,
no,
this
is another thing. Her pellets should have been here by now. Did they not come? I check Amazon, it's like, oh, yeah, it's delayed. Fuck you. I'm like... okay, well, when is it going to ship? It's like, we don't know. We'll text you or email you when it does. I was like, no one emailed me when it was delayed. That's not cool. I was out of town. That's really shitty. It was supposed to be here like 4 days ago. So now I have to go on a quick emergency run to go pick up more food for her because I have none. And I'm like, really, Amazon?
You guys are that close to a Target?
We're close to two Targets.
Oh, fine then, with your wealth and your things and you have in a city.
I'm like equidistant between two Targets. Because, like, there's one that's, it's closer, but it's harder to navigate that area because it's like, well, they're both technically part of a mall, which is stupid. One of them was the mall that I used to work at. Yeah, but one of them is just a little easier to get in and out of. The other is like, I don't know. For whatever reason, we just never go to that one. I don't like it as much. It's not as well laid out. It's kind of confusing. Oh, well, I was saying I never wanted to fly LAX ever again because the area is terrible. It's just a fucking garbage airport that is so poorly laid out. It is so crowded all the time. You can't get in and out of LAX in under a half hour. Like, it's so awful. No matter what time you get there or what time you're trying to leave. And they recently just banned ride shares from dropping people off at the curbside.
Seriously?
Yes. So you cannot get a Lyft or an Uber or a cab from the curb or dropped to the curb. So you have to walk.
Just as inconvenient for everyone as possible.
Because they're remodeling. And they also hate ride shares because they're like, they're clogging up our traffic. I'm like, actually, it's probably all these fucking shitty shuttles you people have that are terrible and very aggressive drivers, I might point out. But
it's probably all these paying customers you have. They can fuck off.
It was really irritating. So they launched this. We heard about this. We were like, glad we're flying out of Burbank when we leave. Like, thank God. Burbank is like a 5-minute drive for me. It's fucking great. But the day that they launched this, it was utter chaos because they're like, there's a designated parking lot now for where ride shares can come with like 12 parking spaces for the thousands of people that are trying to get ride shares. So it was a nightmare. Ubers and Lyfts were going to take like 3 hours to get there to like, for people to leave.
Yes.
It was taking people an extra 3 to 4, maybe 5 hours to get home from the airport because they had like 12 parking spots available for the quote-unquote rideshare parking lot, which by the way was a good walk from the airport. So
I'm sure
you had to walk with all your luggage to this lot and then just stand there because I'm pretty sure they didn't have like benches or anything, and if they did, it was like two of them for the, you know, 1,000 people trying to leave. So it was a nightmare, and they like they put out like this big public apology, like, we're so sorry, this we're working on, you know, making this a better system for everyone. It's like, you fucked up. I said they were gonna do something stupid when they got rid of like the ride sharing if they banned it. Yeah, so not great. So for anyone who's flying in or out of LAX, just know that you cannot get a cab, Lyft, or Uber or anything from the curb. And it is not a good system, so maybe try and have a friend pick you up or rent a car. So
God, that is, like, the fucking epitome of friendship. It's like, can you pick me up or take me to the airport?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what kind of... It's purely a practice and empathy. It's like, anyone who has flown knows the fucking ordeal that it is to travel. Mm-hmm. And so, to take someone to the airport...
That's love.
...is such, like,
that's true
a heart song, friendship. Too.
Like, especially LAX. Like, especially here. It's such a shittily laid out area, and it's just so... The traffic is awful getting there. It's awful getting back. I've had exactly, I want to say, 3 people, maybe 4 tops, ever pick me up or drop me off at LAX. And they are people that I'm like, ride or die. Like, my friend Alex, who was such a great person, showing up in his Prius, like, hey, buddy. I'm like... You are my best friend, and I love you. Thank you.
I owe you. Not including family members, I think I have 3 people.
Yep. One of them is my partner. If I can remember. Like,
yay.
Literally my boyfriend. And I don't even know if I would pick him up from the airport. Like, I think.
Well, damn.
Like, that's harsh, but I have horrible anxiety because I've driven through LAX exactly, like, 4 times, and every time...
So I was imagining a line in your future vows, and I swear to love you and never take you to that fucking airport. I can't do it.
I will pay for your $50 Uber ride before I do that again, because
I am promising you this in front of all of our family, friends, and God, or whatever.
I have terrible anxiety about driving in a city regardless. Ever since I moved here, my anxiety has been horrible in terms of driving, so I just don't do it if I can avoid it, especially because my boyfriend never minds driving, so I just don't drive really a lot of the time anymore because it's horrible and I have anxiety, and driving near the airport is the most anxiety inducing like 45 minutes of my life. I'm terrified the whole time. Anyways, I'm also sleep deprived and jet lagged because we just got back from Atlanta a couple of days ago.
We got to hang out
for like 5 minutes. So it's not that big of a time difference between LA and Atlanta, but it was enough. So here's the issue that we had.
We traveled for like a fucking day.
Yeah, it was a full day. It wasn't bad getting there because we're like, oh, we've got a layover. We can, you know, it's like 2 hour stretch, like 2.5 hour stretch, and then it's like a 3.5 hour. It's split up so that it's not just like 5 hours on a plane, and then I have ass pain for like 3 days because like that's a thing that happens like as you get older, I guess, is like sitting on in a chair for a very long time just bruises you. So I've got like couch sores or something, bed sores from sitting in an airplane. It's ridiculous. So we were supposed to be on a flight at 7 a.m. out of Atlanta into Dallas and from Dallas to Burbank. And we get up at 4:30 in the morning. Because we're staying at my parents and they don't live anywhere near the airport. So I wake up to a text that's like, we're sorry, your flight's been canceled. I don't know.
You went through so much hell on the way back.
This was a fucking nightmare, and I am putting Southwest on blast right now. Fuck them. I'm still going to be pissed about this. They texted me at like 11 p.m. that night. Did not see it, by the way. Because I was asleep, trying to sleep at least, because our flight was at 7 in the morning. I wake up at 4:30 and read it. At 11:12 p.m., they said, your flight's canceled. Go to southwest.com/rebook and use this code. I was asleep. So 2 hours later, at 1:03 a.m., view details. You have been rebooked to Burbank on flight whatever, departing at 9:35 a.m., connecting in Denver at 1 p.m. And I'm like, cool, so they just rebooked me on a new flight that's later in the day. Whatever. And I'm like, I guarantee this is because, like, not enough people were on that original flight because it was so goddamn early. And I'm mad about that because this flight was super, super full. No. So we had paid $100 extra dollars, 50 per person, for early bird check-in, which if you've never flown Southwest, you don't have an assignment for your seat. It's just free for all, like a bus.
It's fucking chaos, but also it's a land of opportunity.
It's a lawless wasteland, but it's also very, I said, it's very communist ideology. No one's special. There is no first class. You're all commoners. Get on the bus. I kind of liked that idea.
Welcome to your sky bus.
Welcome to your sky bus. So the whole thing is you check in 24 hours before your flight, and then you're assigned a boarding group. So you have like a position in a line. It's like A1 through 60 board first, and then like B1 through 60 and C1 through 60 until the whole plane is boarded. So we had paid for early bird check-in so we could have a good boarding group. And so we could sit, you know, not close to the front, but at least like get some prime seats together. Our rebook, we were C59 and 60, the last two people to board this airplane.
Whee!
And I was like, okay, so we're guaranteed not to sit next to each other, because if we're the last two people boarding, that means this flight is full, and there's only going to be middle seats at the back of the plane, like, five rows apart. A la what you and Corey had to go through to get to the Dominican Republic in October.
Yep.
So, it was really frustrating, because I'm like, I go to this fucking bitchy gate agent, and I'm like, I get it. You work in an airport. This is not a dream job. But I'm like, I just had a terrible week. I'm exhausted. I want to go home on an airplane now, please. Could I maybe sit next to my boyfriend who I just forced to spend a week with my family? Please? And they're like, it's $40 per person to upgrade to a better boarding group. And I'm like, fuck you very much. Here's my Amex. I hate everyone. Because I was like, I'm not going to sit for 3.5 hours, like 10 feet apart in between two very stinky people. I guarantee they'll be stinky. Like, no, we're not doing this. I'm not living this life. So I paid for the upgrade.
This is plain judgment.
I'm sorry. That's just like, that's how it's going to be. Like, I'm not ending my trip this way. So
when we did it, Corey was next to, we ended up sitting like the front of the fucking plane, because as soon as we step on, they go over the little PA. It's like, okay, so we're just letting you know there's not any two seats next to each other anymore. So if you come to a seat, go ahead and take it. It was like your fucking teacher in fourth grade on the bus. It's like, okay.
It is. It's like they do make that announcement of like, there's only single seats available now, da da da. And I'm like, this is boarding group like B. We would have never been able to sit together if we hadn't paid for an upgrade, which I'm still fucking pissed about, by the way.
We did not sit together. Like, Corey sat next to a making out couple the whole time.
Are you serious? That is so gross.
Children, yes.
No, it was awful, and I'm fucking furious that we had to end up paying, like, what, $160 total? Because we had to pay for it for each flight. I paid for the first one, and he was sweet and paid for the second one, because I was like, we were still the very last people to board for both of these flights, our original one and the connecting flight. It sucked. It took forever. The baggage claim, we were there for a half an hour waiting for our bags at the Burbank airport. And I'm like, this is taking a lot longer than normal. I get that this is like a really small airport, but buddy, you are prolonging the most miserable travel experience I've had thus far. I want to go home. So this is a big I hate you to Southwest right now. Like, there are no good airlines. They're all terrible. But like, this was just especially shitty, and I'm really bitter about it. Because I'm like, I just wanted to go home. I just wanted to go home and sit with my boyfriend, and they wouldn't let me, and I had to pay more money on top of the, like, $600 and some odd it was to get the fucking tickets in the first place, and I'm salty.
Okay, let's just, like, make a fucking pact. We will only fly Spirit Airlines moving forward. We're gonna give...
Is Spirit the new, our new one? Okay.
We're gonna...
Our
podcast is now sponsored by Spirit Air. They provide us with a pack of gum a month. And it's
really
not
nice.
Bad. These corporate overlords kind of know what they're doing.
I'm like, I'm on Spirit's website. I'm like,
see you. Welcome to the sky bus, you land people. Sarah, feel free to edit this out, but I'm going to buy a mic and send it to Michelle because she super wants to do VeggieTales because she grew up in a cult.
What?
Yes.
A literal cult?
I mean, it's an offshoot of Christianity.
Hold the fuck up. You can't just drop that on me. Wait, what is it called? Because I had a friend in one of those.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Is it called the Way?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was called Community, like, or something like that.
Oh my god, they all have these really, like, broad, vague sounding names. Yeah. Not very chill.
There was a council of elders, everybody was white.
Yes, oh my god. And, like, my friend seemed so normal, but she was so
They weren't allowed to read Harry Potter.
See, it wasn't quite that strict. Theirs was just more like, this should be, you know, your whole life, pretty much. And, like, she went on a lot of retreats that she had to pay money for to, like, become a leader in the community and lead, you know, shit. I don't know. And they frown on you dating and marrying people outside the faith. So if you, like, want to marry someone, they have to. I'm like, that is a big red flag of a cult to me. If they don't let you marry outside of the faith, that's a little culty. Like, let people make their decisions, okay?
No, absolutely. It's full on, like, the same mindset of Scientology, where it's like, oh, you know, those doubters, those, like, people who bring you down because they don't believe in the way. It's so...
It's very culty. And,
you know, just as humans, religion could have been a really cool thing, and I feel like we fucked it hard because we fucked everything hard.
None of them really appeal to me. None of them sound great. They're all a little too heavy on the rules.
Ooh, but let's be, like, Wiccan druids. Can we just establish that?
Yes. Yes, we can. You know,
I'm gonna buy tarot cards!
I have tarot cards. Like, what are you talking about? No, I, this is, like, a total random side note, but I used to go to school really close to a Scientology center.
Go on. I've never heard this.
Okay, well, this is just, like, I would go on walks a lot while I was in school, because we would go
on breaks. No!
We would go on breaks, and I would just, you know, play Pokemon Go and have my headphones in and kind of do my thing. Every time I walked past it, there was people handing out pamphlets and shit. And I would like to point out that not a single time did they approach me. I don't know what it is about the way I look or the way I present myself, but they were like, nah, she ain't it. And I was a little insulted, like, just a little bit, like, kind of offended. Like, you don't want me in your cult? Fuck you. I'm a delight. Like, why don't you want me in your cult? And then I kind of had a moment of, like, wait, why am I obsessing over this? Like, this does not matter. Like, no, you don't want them bothering
That's
you.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. I'm like, is it bad that I'm a little offended by this? Like, I'm great cult material. I'm very charismatic. Anyways.
Well, that's the problem. They already have their one charismatic person, so they just need a lot of, like, brainless, dregless followers.
I know. Maybe I don't look enough like I would be amenable to their nonsense. I don't know. But a friend of mine actually went in one once. It's the same friend that was one of the few people who would pick me up from the airport. Shout out,
I was
going to
ask, was it Alex?
It was Alex. Well, because he's a very, like, he's very cool. He'll do this kind of shit where he's like, yeah, I went to, like, a Buddhist temple the other day. I'm like, what? There's a Buddhist temple here? He's like, oh, yeah, it's, like, you know, close to Koreatown. I'm like, what the fuck? He just does
it. I really I super appreciate, I don't know him that well, but I super appreciate the type of person who's just willing to try on different stuff. It's like, you know, I have nothing related to this.
Yeah, he's just interested in, you know, going, and he's done, like, meditative classes at different places. He's gone to a couple, he went to, like, a Hindu temple, I don't know if that's the right word, but he's done, like, the whole gamut. So he's like, I was interested, so I went to a Scientology center. And I'm like, and he's like, and yeah, I was terrified the whole time because they were very pushy trying to get him to sign up for, like, these really expensive classes, like $400 classes and stuff like that. They wanted his contact info really bad. And then once he started asking, like, a lot of questions, that's when I think
they were just like, it's not a good fit for us.
Actually,
it's not a good fit.
Never mind. We don't want your email address. Because he was like, well, how does it work? Why do I need to pay the money? What's the money go towards? And they were very vague. And he would say, you know, that's very vague.
Your critical thinking skills insult me.
Like, he's very ballsy with this. I was like, you said that to these people? Like, what are you doing? They run Los Angeles. They're scary. I don't want to deal with them. Tom Cruise
You're
is
really
in this.
Fucking lucky. Like, John Travolta didn't heave himself out of a closet somewhere just to garrote you slowly.
Not one of us. So, but he's like, it was a ballsy move just to be like, well, I don't understand. Why would I pay you $400 when the church down the street is free? Like, I don't understand. What can you offer me? Like, what are you talking about? This sounds more like a gym with membership fees, not a religion. Religion should be free to the people. Like, just kind
Work
of
out
like,
your soul.
He's just like whipping out all of this shit about, like, you know, religious tolerance. I'm like, Alex, why? Why did you do this? He's like, I don't know. Then I just turned around and left. I was like, they let you leave.
He had the time. He had the time that day.
He had the time that day. He was just like, you know what? I'm gonna fuck around with Scientology today. Like, mind blown. Like, why did he do this? But he was like, yeah, they were very pushy. They were very much like trying to get him further into the building, which creeped me out when he told me that.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I know. Like, come with us upstairs. I'm like, they were going to murder you. That's such a small,
unsettling thing.
You're not going to catch me with no secondary location, okay? Like, nah. Can I tell you something really dumb?
Yes, please.
That happened to me?
How recent?
Literally yesterday. So, this past Friday, I was like, oh, it's payday. All right, I'm going to get paid. And I check, and I did not get paid. And I check the little app where it has our pay stubs, and there's nothing there. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get paid. How am I going to pay for groceries? How am I going to pay for gas? I have no gas. And I started freaking out. Like, I'm crying. Like, Mom, I don't have any money for food. What do I do? And she's
I
like,
get paid this Friday.
I was freaking out. And so I'm at work yesterday. And I'm talking to one of my coworkers. I was like, yeah, well, you know, we didn't get paid, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you know, it's Friday. It's payday, right? And she's like, no, we get paid on the 1st and the 15th of every month. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, look at the schedule. I was like, oh, my God. Nobody told me this. And I have been working here for 2 months.
Just assuming it's every 2 weeks.
Because it had been. It had literally been on every other Friday. Fucking payday. On the 1st or 15th, either fell on a weekend or holiday for like 2 full months that I did not realize. She's like, yeah, we'll probably get paid on Tuesday because, you know, the 1st is a holiday. So I was like,
as someone who's in HR now, Sarah, I'm in HR. that sounds like someone in HR fell down. They did not tell you the necessary HR things, which I now know.
Well, in my defense, it seemed like very, oh, okay. I was able to sign up with, I don't know if everybody knows the, like, this, like, app that does pay stubs. It's the exact same app that I had with my other company that I worked at.
Your previous employer.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You just have a different login. And I just fucked around on it until, like, it popped up, which, by the way, was a scary thing because it's like, oh, if you don't know what your login would be or, like, your administrator didn't give you one, just give us some information. It's, like, your social security number and, like, first and last name. And then every job I've ever had is
listeners,
listed.
Be wary of putting your social security number into apps. Just saying.
Hey, this is literally a money management app. Like, it's called ADP, and every fucking business uses it.
Oh, okay. I have used that before. My current one doesn't use it. I work for the state now. So, currently, they don't use it. But I understand.
Yeah.
They used to use it. They used to use ADP, and it was a whole big thing when they switched over to our new system. Like, I get you.
ADP's a big, it's a big, big one. It's so a BFD. I was like, it is a BFD.
Among HR software.
It's like, which one of these jobs is the one that you're talking about? And I'm like, oh my God, it's every job I've ever had. And I had a moment of like, wow, this is a lot of jobs. This is kind of unsettling.
But is this a metaphor for capitalism? Can I turn this into a short story?
It was really creepy because I was like, oh my God, this goes back nearly 10 years because like, my first job, I was 18, and I was working at American Eagle Outfitters, like down the street from my house. Yeah, that was my first job. I was really bad at it. I was making like federal minimum wage. That first paycheck should have been such an exciting moment, and it was really depressing. The realities of wow, I worked like every day after school this week, and then I did a floor set from like on Saturday night, and I only got like $150.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that's my story, that I'm a fucking moron that didn't bother to ask anyone when payday was. So I just
They should have been implicitly like, hey, this is when this is. Because it's people's fucking money, man. And it's so, like, I deal with a lot of I deal with a lot of like student money right now. And I can tell firsthand, if somebody doesn't get paid, I want to know yesterday so I can call the right person and yell at them to make it happen. Because, like, it's everyone's on everyone, especially students, but everyone's on such tight margins. It's like, if you miss a paycheck, you're fucked. And so if the university misses a paycheck, like paying someone, like, that's not okay. like, we need to, like, move whatever we need to move to make this happen as soon as possible. Because everyone, not everyone, vast majority of people, especially our age, are paycheck to paycheck. And, mm-hmm. like, 100%. I could maybe go one, but I can't go two. I can guarantee you I can't go two. I can go one and stretch it if I already have groceries and gas. And
clearly, I couldn't do that.
If I know well enough ahead of time, like, okay, this entire check has to go to bills. Get ready to get fucked, because we're going to have
That's
to go.
That's what happened. I put my entire last one went to bills, and this one was all going to go to rent, and it didn't come through, and I'm like, oh, no. I don't have enough money for rent and also gas and groceries.
I've got my balance where it's either a car paycheck or a rent paycheck. And somewhere, Corey's told the tale, the legend of a certain paycheck in March where it will be, if I follow the strategy, it will be a free paycheck. I don't know if I believe in that, but I want to.
What's a free paycheck?
A paycheck that is not chained by bills I've agreed to for years in the future. It is a paycheck for me and my dog, because I'm going to spend a lot of it on my dog.
Oh, yeah. I feel
she's
like
laying down with me.
I'm not going to get, like, any money come tax return season, because I, like, did not really work this year, which is kind of a huge bummer to me. Like, I worked maybe less than
you're,
half of
you're
the
used
year.
To the return.
Well, because I always put it either in savings, or last year it all went to, like, fixing everything that was wrong with my car. Like,
yeah.
And then this year I was like, oh, I need to get Luna groomed. And that gets really expensive because I
have to
take
fucking
her to the vet.
Sedate her. They have to shoot her the fuck up with so many drugs, Sarah. I'm scared of that rabbit. Like,
She's not, like, violent. She doesn't bite, but she also will
she's
not tolerate foreboding. Much. She's just very large, and she doesn't like anyone messing with her, like, feet, and she doesn't want anyone touching her belly. She gets very mad and will run away, so it makes it hard to groom, and she's gone. It's going to be almost a year that she hasn't been groomed, and that's bad. It's supposed to be, like, every 6 months or so, so... It's going to be really expensive, and I'm dreading it, because we're talking probably like $600.
Oh.
I know. That's fucking insane.
Too many.
That's too many dollars.
I get huffy when I have to pay $80.
Well, Ro has short hair that's very easy to groom, and she's probably very well behaved when she gets groomed. She can sit
<That's cute>.
Still.
No.
I mean, compared to the world's meanest rabbit.
Ro is such a high anxiety. She is my fucking child. She has so much anxiety. Oh, and, like, she's gotten a lot better about being left alone. But when she's around people, she's hype. She is extroverted. She wants them to like her. And
oh,
so,
no. It's you in dog form.
Shut up. Shut That fucking video with that girl is like, karma's got its kiss for me. I've been... When I've been saying shut up, I've been, like, channeling that recently. It's non. I don't have a choice. But, she's so hyper, and she's such a baby. She turns 2 in February.
Oh,
and,
she's
like,
still so young.
She's such a baby! And she just wants to love you, and she wants you to know that she loves you. However, she is still learning not to jump on people.
Oh, God.
Well, at first, she knows not to at first. It's like, she... gets a pet, and then she's like, that's a foot in the door, I'm gonna love you now, and it's just like all over people, and it's like, no, please. She listens, but it's like, still, some people are cool with it. Some people are dog people, and they understand, hey, she's rowdy a little bit, like, she's not gonna hurt anybody at all. She doesn't bite, thankfully.
Thank God.
But she wants to play all the time, and some people can, like, handle it, and they know sort of how to check her a little bit, like, hey, no, and just sort of, like, be firm, and they'll do it. But so many people are, like, acquiescent people of, like, oh, no, I don't want to. I'm saying.
So, like, me is what you're saying.
Like, also me. But...
dogs. Like, oh, no, don't jump on me. I don't like this. Go
you got to be firm with her and let, and yeah. But it is a work in progress. So, taking her, we're not going to PetSmart anymore. I'll say that. I'll take that stand on this podcast. We're not going to PetSmart anymore because they've been rude, like, the past 3 times.
Really?
They're like. They give you a little comment card about, like, how your pet was, and they have the option of writing a comment. Like, it was a whole lot of, like, we did this, we did that, you know, this is what happened. And they have the option of, like,
this is how she behaved, or...
Yeah, and they have an option to, like, write a little thing about her personality. And the first groomer was like, she's 100 miles an hour all the time. I'm like, I know.
She did not want to sit still. She did not want to calm down.
Don't be a bitch about it. Like, I know. we're getting through this together. She is a child.
All you have to do is say, very energetic. Like,
we're so done here.
Like, we know. She's a puppy. Puppies have energy. Okay? Like, we get it.
She's shedding right now. She's shedding a fuck ton. I really... After we record today, I'm probably going to give her a bath, TBH. Because she's just so much...
I want to get a Roomba really badly. Because Luna sheds like crazy. She's a long-haired rabbit. Fur gets everywhere. And she leaves turds everywhere. Like, she has a litter box. She uses a litter box. She also leaves turds everywhere. And I don't know how to stop her from doing that.
You, like, so I just vacuum.
Or she kicks them. Or she does it maliciously because she's petty like that. Like, she's too smart, and it makes me mad because she knows better. She knows she's not supposed to be doing certain things. So when she gets caught doing them, she like bolts and runs away.
What age, like, of rabbit is she? How old is she now?
She's 7.
Oh, how long do rabbits live?
She is middle-aged.
Okay. I don't know.
Between like 10 to sometimes 14. That's like the long end. Kind of like a cat.
Gotcha.
But
my friend,
the larger breeds tend to not live quite as long.
Real quick. Texas Sam, formerly California Sam. Texas, college Sam. I just had brunch with...
Grad school Sam?
No. I just had brunch with grad school Sam. This is California, Texas, college Sam. California, Texas.
There's so many.
I have 5 Beccas. I have like 3 Sams and 2 Michelles. Corey requires...
Not that. I'm the only Sarah.
Corey requires I use last names. Yeah, but your siblings, fuck.
I know.
Anyway. She has a 19-year-old cat.
Oh my god.
Her name is Princess. And she's small. I was expecting her to be a big fat cat. No, she's a small little, just dainty.
How the fuck is that cat nearly 20 years old? That is insane.
Mostly blind.
Oh no. Luna's kind of deaf. She's really hard of hearing. Yeah. She cannot hear much.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into our latest mini episode number 14.
I'm still here.
Sage is still here with me. It's great.
Hi. And bye.
If you guys liked this episode, go ahead and check out our full-length episodes where we actually review the shows that send us on these fun little tangents.
And give us a rate, review, and rating on... I said
rate, review,
twice.
And rating. Subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe, maybe a comment on the iTunes Apple Podcast app, because...
Or Spotify, or WeHeartRadio, or whatever platform that you're listening.
Yeah. That was a clumsy pitch, but thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on all of our social medias.
Yes. We want to hit them real quick. It's most of them are just Tragic School Bus Podcast.
We're Tragic School Bus Podcast at gmail.com. We're also Tragic mm-hmm. School Bus Podcast on Instagram and Tumblr. And then our Twitter is TTSB Podcast.
That's the one.
Send us an email to our Tragic School Bus Podcast Gmail account if you want to submit a show for us to go back and revisit, or a new one for us to experience for the first time. That's going to do it for us for this mini episode.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. And thanks for checking out these mini episodes, guys. That's really cool. Because it's not even TV stuff. Thanks. Okay, I'm here. I'm saying hey. Bye.
You want to do our tagline, maybe?
Sure. Okay, so we're here to tell you to get in touch with your inner child.
And stay tragic. Bye guys.